All right, coming up in just a second, I'm going to talk to you about one beat artist who is apologizing for past comments that she made online that were extremely racist. Is the world ready to forgive her, though? First, this is crazy. Marc Anthony's 120-foot yacht caught fire in Miami, ooh, and it was a total loss. I saw the video. It's pretty wild. It just burst into flames and then began to capsize, obviously. No. It took 45 firefighters to extinguish this fire. 45.
Wow. That's how big the yacht was.
It was huge. Luckily, they were able to put out the fire before there was damage to the other boats around it.
Oh, yeah.
There were a ton of them. Obviously, it's Miami. Yeah. The boat, though, worth $7 million.
Whoa.
We don't know what happened yet, but I'm curious to know how that happened.
So we don't know what caused the fire yet?
Really?
We don't know what caused it.
It's going to be a fun call with the insurance company.
Ooh. I know. You know what's really bad, too? And listen, I completely made this up in my brain. So I'm not saying, like, run with this, but he was trying to sell the yacht. And he hasn't sold it, and now it burst into flames. I feel like the insurance company's going to hate that even more.
They're going to have some questions.
Won't they? Won't they? Isn't that how it works?
Definitely.
Anyway, we'll see what happens. If you see reports tomorrow that's like insurance fraud, I started it.
Yeah.
Started right here. No, it just popped in my mind. Anyway, Camila Cabello apologized for language she used when she was younger in an Instagram post that she shared yesterday. A very long Instagram post, actually. She said that she was uneducated and ignorant. Now, she's referring to screenshots that surfaced of her using racist jokes and racist slurs on a Tumblr account about 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. And so she would have been about 15 years old. Years ago. She said that the language that she used was horrible and hurtful. She said, "I use my platform to speak out about injustice and inequality, and I'll continue doing that. I can't say enough how deeply sorry and ashamed I feel. I apologize again from the bottom of my heart." So there are people on both sides of this. You know, there's that whole, I hate the term, but cancel culture that people talk about, and some people are saying that's it, cancel her, and there are other people saying it was 7 years ago, she was a kid, like, let her learn from her mistakes and move on.
Words are one thing, actions are another. I mean, you know, it's one thing to be apologetic and to recognize that, but moving forward, I mean, you need to take action and to prove yourself otherwise, right?
And she has.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My concern is I see her, like, who I know Camila Cabello as now is exactly what she said, that she does use her platform to speak out about injustice and inequality, and she seems to be about love. So if we're constantly just sort of like crossing out these people who have made mistakes in the past, we just end up more divided. Mm-hmm. Like she is on the team of love. She does want to include everybody. So that's my biggest concern when if people can't make a mistake, we're never going to be able to move forward.
Mm-hmm. Right. Find me somebody that hasn't made a mistake.
Right,
so we're
here.
Not condoning. Yeah, exactly.
Right,
oh, okay. So one.
Kidding. I've made one like in the last 5 minutes for sure. All right. I'm Nikki and that is your biz. And coming up, we'd love for you to take Sam down. We want to have like 4 losses before the weekend begins, basically. That's what we're trying for. You can win some tickets to see Shen Yun Performing Arts at Place des Arts. We'll play in 6 minutes. Maroon 5 is on the way, and Band-Aid now.